HTX Mobile.
PXW2 T-Mobile.
Good morning.
Where you been? Well, you know how that is, and when you get to be an old guy. And I'll just run around out here in traffic today trying to get a few errands run.
Slow out there in traffic. There's a lot of people not paying attention anymore.
Right. You got that right. And some of them are delivery vans. I had one get in front of me just a minute ago. And he was in the left turn lane, but he was in the outside of the left two lane instead of the one for the closest lane. And when he pulled around the corner, he just pulled right into the lane I was coming around the corner in. So, always fun. Well, I reached my next stop. Let me go in here and harass somebody for a few minutes because I got to get my glasses adjusted. Catch you later. Have a good one. W2T.
Dusty, good to talk to you this morning. 73KO4HX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
Hey, today, Patrick, 104DJC.
Jerry, how are you?
Need a little more rain, though. We got some yesterday and the day before, so. But I think it's going to be dry until next week sometime. Did you get the email I sent you?
To be honest with you, Jerry, I haven't checked yet. I've been busy with work and other things coming up, so I will check this weekend and let you know for sure.
I want to make sure I got the right address and it went through correctly. But you gonna be busy today, or you got an early day, or what's going on?
My office day, and I use it to package up deliveries, stock the truck, but just different odds and ends that I need to do. So I don't run the route on Fridays right now.
But today was Friday. That's terrible. That's what happens when you get old. Get your days. I don't get my days and nights mixed up, but I get the days and weeks mixed up sometimes. Unless I have a normal schedule, we usually pick up kids on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We didn't pick up Tuesdays and Fridays. We're not picking them up today, so I'm kind of messed up.
I got up today thinking today was Saturday, so I know how you feel.
Busy life. I don't. There's no excuse for me not knowing what day of the week it is. But if you get one of those big old-timer elderly clocks where they got the day and the date on, so I know what day it is when I get up in the morning.
I know what day of the week it is by what time I get up, because it's like I got 3 days a week. I get up this time, one day this time, and next day this time, and then Saturday just whenever.
I only used to set an alarm when I was traveling because I couldn't. If I got up real early, I'd be sitting there in the motel room waiting for somebody to open up, waiting for them to get done with the morning rounds before I'd go see them. So I got used to having a leisurely morning when I was traveling. But then when I had to go in the office, I usually got there, normal time. But I got so many years that I usually end at work by 6 or 7, and work till usually 7 at night, and I got used to that so long. It took me probably 10 years before I got accustomed to not getting up that early.
Interesting how the body sets that internal clock, and it takes so much to get it changed when you get there.
Sleep much, so I get up early now again, but it's not because I want this because I just don't get about 6 hours sleep. That's what happens when you get old too. You don't sleep as much. Your body don't work quite as well. If I get out in the sun more, I think I do a little better, and I've been doing more of that lately. I think that helps with your internal body clock.
6 hours of sleep every night, so that's about where I'm at.
I never have got a lot. I mean, when I was a teenager, I slept a lot. I stayed up late, slept late then, though. And now we stay up to 11:30 or so. We stay up pretty late. So we usually get up. My wife gets up a bit earlier than I do, but I try to get up around. I usually get around between 7 and 8, something like that. But normally I don't have anything present. I have to do that early in the morning unless I got a doctor's appointment or somewhere else I got to be.
If I can make it to that point in life, and actually get to retire.
It might get hard on everybody right now, that's for sure. These fuel prices, inflation, and everything else going on. the cars look like they're about the same. They got, and I know I probably told you my son bought a Tacoma Monday, and he was lucky he found one on the, you know, that was coming in, so he'd get a chance to look at it before he made the decision to buy. But, you know, they just don't. They don't haggle any on them anymore. If you don't want it, somebody else in line wants it. The only thing is they've gone up about $4,000 or $5,000 from when I bought mine just, you know, 3 years ago. Then I guess I'll give you a chance to get out of whatever you do. Yeah, I don't want to hold you up doing anything either. Thank you.